The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As you will have heard in the news headlines throughout the day, HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, has released their review into the use of improper implant springs in spinal surgeries at Temple Street Children's Hospital. Priscilla Lynch is clinical editor with Medical Independent and joins me now. Priscilla, you're welcome to the show. What does this review tell us?
Well, essentially, it's a very comprehensive review, and it looks at the situation in Temple Street where it was found that three children had surgery there where they had been implanted with unauthorised springs, springs that were not fit to be implanted into humans, and that they were put at risk and that they were failed. So essentially, that report today shows how the situation evolved, what happened, and the background to the particular situation and what steps have been taken since. And it's made a number of recommendations as well to try and prevent this from ever happening again. So a lot of information to take in the report. It covers the period from late 2018, when the use of the springs was first considered as a treatment option for a number of children who were attending Children's Hospital Ireland at Temple Street. And it covers right up until 2023, it's the middle of 2023. So essentially, these were very vulnerable children. They were waiting for surgery. There was a lot of pressure at the time. They were looking at scoliosis operations. And this was an attempt, HICWA found, to try and ensure that they wouldn't need multiple operations of the use of the springs. It was a well-intentioned but ill-considered effort to provide an alternative approach, and that it was based on Surgeon A, who had seen this particular approach at a medical conference in the Netherlands, so decided to try and carry it out in Ireland. However, these springs, essentially, they were non-CE marked springs, so they weren't suitable to be implanted into humans, that they weren't ordered properly, and that there wasn't to go ahead ethically or by the hospital itself to take part in this experimental surgery. And the parents themselves weren't given the full information so that they could make informed consent about this and what had happened.
Do we know whether Surgeon A made any attempt before carrying out these procedures to alert the senior management team in Temple Street or Children's Health Ireland as to his plans? Or was this, you know, this isn't the language going to be used in the report, but was it something of a solo run?
Well, the report team, they would have interviewed Surgeon A, they would have interviewed all the senior management at the hospital. There is a dispute over what happened. Surgeon A says they did talk to senior management about what they were doing. This has been denied by the then CEO of the hospital. So there is a bit of a dispute there. But it does turn out that there was a lot of governance issues really there and very confusing reporting lines, because Children's Hospital Ireland essentially is a group that was created to merge children's hospitals in advance of them moving to the brand new site at St. James's, and that this has created a very confusing structure of accountability and reporting lines there. But essentially, the report found that the surgeon did a solo run essentially, and that the orthopaedic team at the hospital, that there was a culture there that supported kind of not asking questions and going ahead with this. Now, we do have to point out that innovation in surgery and changes is a regular part of medicine.
Yeah.
That things do change, that, you know, that there are updates all aimed at improving care for patients. But there are procedures to go through. But the report found that there weren't actually set procedures and protocols for surgery that's carried out at the hospital. And there weren't procedures in relation to using these new devices as well. This has since been changed, and they made a number of recommendations in the report. But again, it's the children were failed here at this, and their parents, they were not given the adequate information.
I think that's a really important point, isn't it? Because, I mean, the reason surgeons go to these big international conferences is to find out about the latest technology. It is continually evolving, and we want the latest technological evolutions in this space to be made available to our children. It's pretty indefensible to carry out a procedure on a child and not tell the parents what you're doing.
Exactly what they were doing, and that it was experimental, but also the material that was used. The research team were also contacted, the research team in the Netherlands, who have carried out this particular procedure using springs. But the springs that they used had been sourced through the hospital, through the correct procedures at the university, and they were appropriate medical grade springs. These springs were not. They were not CE springs, and they were not ordered through the correct ordering procedures at the hospital.
Do we know where Surgeon A ordered the springs?
They weren't medical grade springs. Essentially, they were not ordered through the correct procedures. They were ordered kind of in a what you would see a casual manner compared to what normally happens when you are purchasing material through the hospital business system, which is a very kind of, you know, because of any devices that are used in hospitals, generally, they have to be CE marked. They go through various quality standards. They are set suppliers. You know, there's a lot of checks and balances, and this did not turn out in this particular experimental procedure yeah. that was carried out on these children. And it's a very detailed report, as I said, and it does find a litany of failures, but a lot of the failures are specifically that they're governance-related, in relation to, and that there was a lack of a multidisciplinary team approach, whereas if this had been discussed at a multidisciplinary team properly, that perhaps, you know, red flags would have been raised about this, and perhaps this would not have actually happened. So again, it does point to a lot of particular issues there in relation to the governance and to the in the clinical governance and yeah. the kind of the corporate governance as well in Children's Hospital Ireland and in the services itself. And we must remember as well that this report is not just in isolation. This report, it was triggered, this review, back in October 2023. It emerged on foot of another review into orthopaedic services at the hospital where some serious issues had already been found with a particular procedure that had been carried out on, again, vulnerable children, scoliosis children, spina bifida children. So there was already reviews ongoing at the time when it emerged that these unlicensed springs had been used. So then they commissioned this particular independent statutory review. There's also a separate review being carried out by an expert from the UK, a clinical review into what has happened here, and there's been internal reviews as well. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot for people to take in, essentially. But again, the report today has made a number 19 recommendations in total, and a lot of those are governance-related.
Okay.
And a number of them have already been implemented. And we know that the chairman of the board has stepped down in Children's Hospital Ireland today. Children's Hospital Ireland has fully accepted the recommendations of the review. So has the HSC and the Department of Health as well.
Does the report today speak to the health outcomes of those children who had these unauthorised springs inserted?
Yeah, it says that obviously that they would have been informed about what had happened and about the fact that these were not suitable for the children and that actions had been taken. But obviously these are individual cases as well, so we have to respect the privacy of the families involved. But they have said that they would have obviously been fully updated about the dangers involved in what had happened and would have been offered care follow-up in relation to the procedures that were carried out as well. But again, you know, even as the report is published today, we are hearing again just about the frustration of the patients and the families who have been involved with this particular review and with the report, something that has come up many times that we've discussed in the show here about the lack of consideration and communication issues with the families and patients often involved in these particular reports and how they've been treated and have they been kept fully updated. The report was published today and obviously we had the press releases straight away from the HSC in response to Children's Health Ireland and the Department of Health, all very coordinated, and that's all come out. But this report has been a long time in the making as well. Remember when it was actually initially commissioned, parents would have raised concerns and people in the hospital would have raised concerns prior to this. We know that this has been going back a number of years, the culture in the orthopaedic department there. So I think it really speaks to how long this has taken. So there were findings, they are shocking, but are they surprising really, given what has been raised in the Dáil and raised publicly by patients and parents and TDs? And how long has it come to take to this?
Yeah, unfortunately not is the answer to that question, whether it's surprising. Priscilla, thank you for that detail. Priscilla Lynch, who's clinical editor with the Medical Independent. Tony Foley knows all about these frustrations. He's the father of Ronan, who waited 3 years for scoliosis surgery. Tony, you're welcome to the show. I mean, it's... I'll put that question to you that Priscilla put. I mean, this is shocking stuff, but to people like yourself, is it all that surprising?
Not at all, Ciarán, no. Like we were told in October 2017 that our child would be waiting no longer than 3 months for surgery. This Minister for Health at the time, Simon Harris, assured any child, you know, waiting for scoliosis intervention surgery that would not be waiting for more than 3 months at that time. And 3 years later, to cut a long story short, on the 20th of December 2020, our son had surgery. And his curvature had developed to 135 degrees. At that stage, and we were told that if it had gone much further than that, there would have been no benefit to doing the surgery. Now, our child went through a lot of pain, discomfort, and a very, very tough year the year before he had that surgery. And he spent a lot of time inside in hospital because his health and well-being was being compromised. His lung capacity was diminishing because of the encroaching of the spine and towards his lungs. And since he had that surgery in October 2020, or December 2020, Ronan has not been in hospital once since. And his general head is absolutely fantastic since. And we often look back now like and think that what he has now could have been taken away from him, and it would have been totally unnecessary because of a long, agonizing and inhumane wait that he was put through.
When you heard about these unauthorized springs being used, I assume there was a period of time where you worried, is that Ronan?
Well, we didn't really know, actually, Kieran, to tell the truth, because back in 2018-19, our disease had developed, and our son was waiting for nearly 2 years for surgery at this stage. But in early 2020, we decided we had to do something. We went in public. We went in a very public media campaign and local media campaign, now that's in our own county here, to draw attention to this. And we learned of this, about other children waiting for long periods for scoliosis surgery, that this had affected. Mm. And our initial reaction at the time was, well, at least we've been waiting 3 years for Ronan's surgery, and this has become an issue in the meantime. But if our child was seen on time, maybe this could have been him as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Ronan had his surgery in 2018-19, that he could have been a victim of this incompetence.
I mean, it's kind of dispiriting. I mean, it's great. It's great to hear Ronan is doing well, and as you say, hasn't been in hospital since. But it's kind of dispiriting, isn't it? After all these years, and after that promise from Simon Harris, what, 8 years ago now, is it? It's nearly 8 years ago since he made that promise. We're still talking about this.
Absolutely, Kieran. I mean, that's nearly 8 years ago, and I mean, it's. Nothing has changed, and I was just in contact with a fantastic person there, Claire Cahill of Scoliosis Ireland, there recently, lately, and she told me that there's a still 241 children on the waiting list for scoliosis intervention, which is absolutely ridiculous. It was nearly the same 8 years ago, Kieran. Like, there's no improvement whatsoever in the situation. It's only getting worse, you know. And,
yes.
And like I said, Simon Harris said back in 2017 that no child would be waiting 3 months for the surgery. And he said as well, only in October or November of 2024, he repeated that, and the children would be sent to England and to America for this intervention. But when I heard that back in just before the election, I said to myself, this is only all more trash talk. This is just, there's an election coming up, and this is just trash talk. This isn't going to happen. And this was established nearly 6 months ago. And has there been any steps taken to prevent this from happening in the future?
No.
I don't think
The only person going to America is Simon Harris himself, who's travelling there tomorrow, and it's nothing to do with scoliosis surgery. Listen, Tony, we appreciate you taking the time, and it's great to hear Ronan is doing well, so long may it continue. Tony Foley there. I mentioned
Thanks
Ronan.
Very much, Kieran.
He had that surgery eventually after waiting 3 years, despite being told it would be 3 months at the outset. We're going to come back to the story a little bit later. Jennifer Carol McNeill, the Minister for Health, will be with me in studio after 6 o'clock.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.